It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week we take a deep dive into the world of real estate, everything related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I'm excited to be here and share some insights with our listeners today.
So right off the bat, let's talk interest rates. That's been getting a lot of attention with the move by the Fed this week.
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve just cut its key interest rate by 50 basis points. So where does that leave us? So, you know what? It's kind of complicated, but what you need to know in 10 seconds or less is that while mortgage rates probably won't plummet on the spot, lower rates are coming. And in anticipation of this 50 basis point cuts, a lot of the mortgage companies cut their rates about 2 weeks ago. So don't wait. Jump in. Lower rates are coming.
A 50 basis point cut, though, is, I mean, normally it's a quarter.
Yes, normally it's a quarter. So I think over the last couple of years, they're like, okay, inflation is getting to that 2% spot. It's headed in the right direction. And maybe we waited too long to adjust.
All right. So keep that in mind, and we'll keep you updated on that. Now, want to talk about kind of a crucial part of the home buying process today for anybody thinking about buying a home. Talk about why it's essential to have a written buyer agreement with their real estate agent.
Yeah, great question, Kyle. So written buyer agreements are necessary because they clarify the roles, responsibilities, and compensation between the buyer and the agent. They help ensure both parties understand what services will be provided and how the agent will be compensated, allowing for a smoother home buying experience.
Now, obviously, that makes sense. So when can a buyer expect to negotiate these agreements? What point do you do that?
Yeah, I think it's really important for buyers to understand that written buyer agreements are often required, before you can tour a home, whether in person or virtually. So however, if you're just visiting an open house or casually inquiring about a property, you don't need to have anything signed. But if you're serious about buying, it's good to have that agreement in place early on.
So what are some of the key elements that buyers would negotiate in these agreements?
Yeah, so buyers have quite a bit of flexibility. So they can negotiate the services their agent will provide, how much they'll pay that agent, the duration of the agreement, and more. So it's all about finding a balance where the buyer gets the services they need while ensuring the agent receives fair compensation for their work.
And speaking of compensation, can you break down how agents typically do get paid?
Sure. So agents can be compensated in several ways. So whether it's a flat fee, or percentage of the purchase price, or even an hourly fee. What's important to remember is that the compensation must be clearly defined. Agents cannot agree to vague arrangements like whatever the seller offers or a range of percentages.
So that's helpful to know. Now, if someone is unsure where to start or when negotiating, how do you recommend how they approach the conversation? This is kind of new ground for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I suggest buyers speak with a few different agents to find the right fit for them. So start by asking questions about what options are available and expressing any specific needs or concerns. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics, which means they should have open and transparent conversations about these matters.
And what happens if a buyer and an agent can't come to an agreement?
So if the terms aren't suitable, either party can walk away from the negotiation at any time. It's essential for buyers to feel comfortable with their arrangement. So if it's not working out, keep looking for another agent who might better meet your needs.
And can you change the agreement after it's been signed?
Yeah, absolutely. Both the buyer and the agent can mutually agree to modify terms, but they should consult their agreement and state law to understand the specifics around making changes.
All right, good advice. Now, we've kind of broken down the process for written agreements. It sounds like knowledge and communication are really the key on this.
Yep, absolutely. So, and understanding these aspects can empower buyers as they navigate the home buying journey.
What a navigation journey it is sometimes. So let's talk about what's going on this week in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so gosh, we've had another busy week for real estate. Looking at the changes from September 13th through September 19th, we have four coming soon new listings in the last 4 weeks. That's put us at a 15 total. 44 new listings came on the market. So we've had 186 new listings in the last 4 weeks. Back on the market properties at 15. Two more sellers accepted bumpable offers on their home. No short sale pending sales. We had 39 price changes. That puts us at 209 price changes for the last 4 weeks.
Wow.
40 pending sales. That puts us at 157 pendings for the last 4 weeks. We've had 30 properties reported as closed in the last 7 days, and that puts us at 133 closed properties in the last 4 weeks.
Wow. It certainly sounds like it's keeping you busy.
Definitely. So a lot of action out there.
Let's talk about what's on the market right now.
I kind of wanted to focus on some more affordable housing here. So there's a cute one bedroom, one bath house. It's 648 square feet. It's actually in Glendale. It is a remodeled home built in 1935. It's listed for $160,000. It's marketed as a charming and cozy cabin with a carport. So, and 1.7 miles from the Glendale City Park.
Wow. That could be a cool fit to get a little peace and quiet if you want to get out of the main part of the county. What else are you seeing on the affordable side?
Yeah, so for those investors out there or flippers, there's a property at 748 Northeast Church Avenue in Roseburg. This is actually a four-bedroom, two-bath house, just under 1,600 square feet. It's a mid-century modern 1956 fixer, listed at $199,900. So looks cute on the outside, but it does need somebody that can renovate it and make it move-in ready.
All right. Now, a lot of interest in Sutherland right now. Was just out there a few days ago going around Ford's Pond and Fairway Estates, the gated community there. You've got some homes over there.
Yeah, so Fairway Estates, this is a popular gated community. People like the low-maintenance yards. They like the community aspect of it, and that it's secured with a gate, and you're in that golf course neighborhood over there. So we have a townhome. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,400 square feet. It's one level on its own lot, 0.09 of an acre, listed at $359,900. A single-story home, so just, you know, if someone's not looking for a very large home but something that's comfortable, this is it.
Now, one thing a lot of people really like is an amazing view, and I see you've got a property, looks like it's actually a manufactured home, looks very well cared for, out near Roberts Creek Road. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this property just came on the market as well this week, 130 Cloud Crest Court. It's over in the Highland community. It's a 55-plus community. It's also a gated community. It also has a community area clubhouse and pool. So $359,900. If you're looking for a neighborhood, it looks like it's on a cul-de-sac with an amazing view over the valley and the mountains. $359,900, this is it.
Now, on a higher price range, let's go out towards Glide up the north. Umpqua, what do you have there?
Yeah, so this is a popular area, 369 Upper Camp Loop. Always love these houses. They offer, it's 1 acre, just the right size lot for most people. Five bedroom on this house, 2,700 square feet for $849. Pretty good value there. You're going to be close, just on the outskirts of Glide, close to colliding rivers. You know, one level home. It's got an RV, boat, paved parking, and a manicured yard.
All right, and just about out of time, a lot of homes, and I know you've got open houses most every weekend, right?
Yeah, we have open houses most every weekend. I think this weekend we've got something going on Flangus, but check us out online, marygilbert.com, and you can see where all those open houses are.
Well, we always take a look in depth at the world of real estate. If people want to get connected to your folks, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can always give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500. Come by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. We're open Monday through Friday or by appointment.
All right. Thanks, Mary. It is 9 o'clock.